Today marks 30 years since the 1984 New Hampshire presidential primary. The 84 election is often overlooked today, mostly because the general election was one-sided. Republican President Ronald Reagan beat Democrat Walter Mondale in a landslide. And yet the 1984 primary was fairly influential. For one thing, it was a test of New Hampshire's ability to stay the first in the nation state. The year before, Vermont had decided to move to an earlier date in the nominating calendar. New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner exercised his power under the state's primary law and moved New Hampshire's contest up from March into February. That didn't sit well with the Democratic National Committee, which wanted New Hampshire and neighboring states to hold a regional primary. Gardner soon found himself face to face with the chair of the party's Compliance and Review Committee.
And at that time, it was a woman, Nancy Pelosi, who had never held a public office. She came to New Hampshire and with a couple of attorneys from the DNC and just basically said that, you know, we better have the primary on that date or our primary will be irrelevant and we better change the date.
Despite the national party pressure, Gardner stuck with the February 28th date, and the primary lost none of its luster. It's a pattern that has played out numerous times since. Nancy Pelosi was far from the only Democrat to visit New Hampshire in the run-up to the 1984 primary. After handily winning the Iowa caucuses, former Vice President Walter Mondale came to the Granite State with the highest profile and the most support from traditional Democratic constituencies, not to mention the party establishment. Mondale's goal in New Hampshire was to make his candidacy inevitable. The others in the crowded field were looking to halt Mondale's momentum and buy themselves some time. Political science professor Dante Scala of the University of New Hampshire says at first it looked like Ohio Senator and former astronaut John Glenn had the biography and the stature to match up with the frontrunner.
It was one of those campaigns that never gelled at any level in order to make the run at Walter Mondale that everyone expected.
Glenn's New Hampshire strategy also relied heavily on TV ads and not on retail politics, which didn't help his bid. And as Glenn's campaign flagged, anti-Mondale Democrats in New Hampshire coalesced around Colorado Senator Gary Hart, who was running as the candidate of new ideas and old-fashioned person-to-person campaigning.
It's the strongest acid rain bill, and as president, I intend to get it passed.
What do you tell them in Ohio?
The same thing.
You mean that?
Yes.
Okay. When you're in Ohio, I'll be watching you. I want to hear you say that.
All right. I will.
If you do, I might vote for you.
Okay. Hart and his supporters knocked on tens of thousands of doors in New Hampshire. Mondale stepped up his campaign as well, and as a result, a poll released days before the primary showed a dead heat between Mondale and Hart, the establishment favorite versus the new face. And speaking of new faces, there was a new player in the media landscape of primary night 1984 as well.
Good evening from Concord. I'm Clark Dumont, and this is WEVO's coverage of the 1984 New Hampshire presidential primary. The first presidential primary, by the way, which WEVO has the pleasure to bring to you, the state of New Hampshire.
30 years ago, New Hampshire Public Radio, or as it was known then, WEVO, for its one transmitter, was just 2.5 years old. Live primary coverage was by far the station's most ambitious undertaking to date. Of course, nothing is perfect the first time out.
Let's jump over to Portsmouth. We have Evelyn Hanscom on the line now, and Evelyn is on the line live. She is the city clerk for the city of Portsmouth. Evelyn, good evening. Well, Evelyn Hanscom is with us. We just can't get her onto the phone.
But in time, the wrinkles were ironed out, and the NHPR team was on hand to cover what turned into an unexpectedly strong victory for Gary Hart. Or as then-executive counselor Dudley Dudley said on the air, maybe it wasn't so unexpected after all.
People are surprised by Hart's really remarkable showing here tonight. To some extent, though, I think the rest of the country is more surprised because they only see the candidates through the eyes of the press. Here we see them on a one-to-one basis very regularly, and somehow that doesn't make the almost traditional surprise that occurs in New Hampshire all that great a surprise to us here. It's somehow expected that something remarkable is going to happen in the New Hampshire primary, and once again, it has happened this year.
Many of the other Democratic hopefuls found the evening less than remarkable. At least three of them got fewer votes in the Democratic primary than Republican incumbent Ronald Reagan got as a write-in candidate. Reagan, as you might have guessed, also won the GOP contest pretty easily. New Hampshire's 2nd District Congressman at the time, Republican Judd Gregg, sounded almost disappointed that the Democrats now had a real race on their hands.
Looking at it from a Republican perspective is, from my view, I would have liked to have had Mondale win the nomination right here in New Hampshire, get it over with, and then we could get down to talking the philosophies of the two parties, and without the confusion of a whole lot of people running around trying to get the nomination. With this occurring, it seems to me that there's a significant possibility that the party process on the Democratic side could end up with a very splintered convention, maybe even a deadlock convention. You could have somebody like Teddy Kennedy nominated by elimination of the other people. So it seems to me this throws everything into confusion.
While the Democrats didn't end up with a deadlock, they did have one of the most protracted primary campaigns in recent memory. The New Hampshire primary set the stage for the primaries of Super Tuesday, with no clear victor between Hart and Mondale. The two kept at it all the way to the convention in San Francisco. Hart won slightly more state contests, but Mondale had a narrow edge in the popular vote, and he had many more Democratic superdelegates on his side, which helped him lock up the nomination. The dramatic primary process then gave way to an anticlimactic general election. In New Hampshire, where Mondale had run neck and neck with Gary Hart, he ran more than 30 points behind President Reagan, who won one of the biggest electoral landslides in American history. Meanwhile, NHPR's primary night coverage has risen from the humble beginnings of 1984 to journalistic acclaim. Stations across the country now carry our coverage. And for those of us in the studios, that's not the only thing that's changed, because 30 years ago, the hosts occasionally had to duck out to handle other important duties.
Do retail politics rule in the United States? And Eliza Hobson has just stepped in for Clark Dumont, who's gone on a pizza run. And what do you think, Eliza?
Well, Marty, I don't know.
And these days,
what to think
we order our food out in advance. For more audio from our coverage of the 1984 primary, visit NHPR.org.